At the Women's March, the day after the inauguration of President Trump, there was a call for more women to run for office at the federal, state, and local levels. In February in Pittsburgh, 170 women, twice the usual amount, took part in the Ready to Run workshop hosted by Chatham University's Pennsylvania Center for Women in Politics. Was that interest reflected in the recent primary election? 90.5 WESA's Kevin Gavin spoke with the center's executive director, Dana Brown.
We're a week removed from the primary. What can you tell us? Do you have any sense of whether there were more women candidates for various offices?
Sure. So at the center, we've been working hard in the last week to calculate the percent won or lost by women candidates. About 52% of those who filed across the Commonwealth are women. So that's actually, you know, pretty and much in line with what our population looks like.
How is Allegheny County doing when it comes to women candidates?
At least right now, where we're looking at the data, Allegheny does not do well. We are the third worst in the state when it comes to women's candidate filings. So there are 64 other counties that are doing better in terms of that. And so we have right now about 67% of the candidates' filings within Allegheny County are male. That's very different than Philadelphia County. Actually, about 67% of those who filed for candidacy in Philadelphia County happen to be women. That being said, I think it's really important for us to take a moment and drill down further into the data and look what offices are women filing for during local elections. Because again, we have everything on the ballot this year in 2017, from judges of elections, judicial races, school board, township supervisor, et cetera, right? And so this is where, again, things get a little bit interesting, but also perhaps telling. We know, at least from collecting data in terms of where people are holding office today, it's kind of along gendered lines in terms of leadership. When you take a look at the row offices, those administrative offices where they're not, you know, creating public policy, but they are responsible for enacting it, right? Those administrative offices from recorder of deeds and register of wills, et cetera, those are largely held by women. That's where we see the bulk of the filings also in 2017 for women. When you take a look at those quote unquote more masculine positions like sheriff, DA, and also county executive where they exist, you know, those county legislative offices, that's where you see men filing. So there's definitely this gender gap in terms of filings as well as then obviously who wins for local office.
You look at numbers, but do you have any sense of the why?
Oh, we're always asking that question at the center. We look at this two-party system, and the dominant party, or if both parties are really prominent, we know that they oftentimes act as negative gatekeepers, that they oftentimes will deter women from running by either saying things like, it's not your turn, that there, you know, implies that there is a line and that women are always at the far end of the line to be considered.
What is your advice? Not wanting to wait at the end of the line, wait for your turn, as opposed to sort of building up the resume in terms of school board, town council, township supervisor.
We do always encourage all of the women that attend our Ready to Run campaign trainings to think about their public policy pathways much more in terms of a marathon, and that it's much better to start earlier on if you have that opportunity to start building that resume. And we are always reminding folks that there is no line. That's not really accurate to what the community needs are.
So you think those numbers will change as far as 1 in 3 of the candidates are women and Allegheny County being third worst in the state?
We're always hopeful. We know that women are great leaders, and so it really is a matter of getting that support behind them and also for them, too, having the self-confidence to do that and to show their leadership. But we know that change takes time, and we know that our campaign training is just one of the many efforts to make our leadership more reflective of who we are. So we believe that the future is female. We believe that.
Dana Brown, thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.
Dana Brown, Executive Director of the Pennsylvania Center for Women and Politics, speaking with 90.5 WESA's Kevin Gavin.